When you first came here, you said like the this area is pretty not very much building, but this house was here. What was this house? A farmhouse was it before?
This whole area around here. As a matter of fact, I did a little bit of research and I found that this used to be one of the main buildings. The one that's right across the corner from us, the other side of Empire Drive, sort of kitty corner, called Empire Drive, used to be the main building, and this used to be a subsidiary building. The one on the place over on the corner used to be the bake shop. This house used to be I think the farrier where they shod the horses and looked after the carts and things up just on the corner around here and here. They used to have another cart place at the back of my lot here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it used to be a sort of farm orchard. All these trees, trees around there, the plum trees and the rest of it, the ones I got in my yard,
yeah,
and next door yard here, and some up the road here, they were all part of an orchard that belonged to this farm that's right in the corner here.
Mm-hmm.
Who it belonged to and the name of the people, I've never been able to find out, but that used to be a sort of a farm in this area.
So this would
And this place was only a very small place, it was just a very little piece up on that, over on that corner, just the kitchen and that front bedroom there used to be the original house here.
Oh, really?
And this part here was built on, mm-hmm. the back part of the porch was built on, and then this part was the last part to be built on, all this area, up and down, this area.
Did you do this?
No, I didn't do it.
This was built on before you?
No, before I got here.
Oh, right.
So this had been built on at least three times, to my knowledge.
So the original part of the house would date, do you know what
Just a small?
Period date?
Well, it must have been at least 70 years ago.
About 1900,
1910. Oh, down there. I would say probably earlier than that.
Oh. And you've been here since the 40s in this house, or you came into this
since,
house?
Since about 1955, I guess I've been here.
Good heavens. That's a long time to live in the same place. Nice to live in.
Oh, I love this house.
Well, you've got a wonderful view here too.
Yeah.
You know, down across the town there. So, you know, when you came here though, in say 55, was it built up as this, or is still?
Oh no, this house over the road has been built there since. Mm-hmm. That one there has been built since. The one above that has been built. That big house on the corner has been the old place that was there was torn down, and the big one built there. This one over here was there, but it was just a shell, partly finished, and was just tar paper on it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, no one living there, but now it's been finished and people living there. It's been a fair amount of building up since I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
None of these other big houses up here, hardly any of them were up there. Mm-hmm. Bunch of smaller ones, we've torn them down and put bigger ones.
Right, the big kind of Vancouver specials going in up there.
Oh yeah. A lot of them down on Canberra are fairly new houses now that's not there, you know, they're just a bunch of small ramshackle old places, you know. As I say, it used to be a bedroom facility,
right.
For Vancouver.
Mm. Did you have kind of, when you came up in this area, was there public transit up around here, or did you have to?
When I first moved into this area, there was an old trolley, tram trolleys, the trams.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They used to come up as far as Boundary Road, and there was an extension one, or what we call the Tudorville trolley, used to come up from Boundary Road and go up as far as Holdham.
Mm-hmm.
Holdham or Howard? No, Ellesmere, I think. Ellesmere. Mm-hmm. Just up the road here, up on Hastings, come up to there and then back again.
Oh, right.
Back and through from Boundary Road up to here.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be the transportation for Burnaby, for this North Burnaby.
Right.
There were no buses.
That was a tram. Like
that
on
was
rail,
a tram.
On a rail.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Was Hastings paved? I mean, ran in the street or what?
Yeah, it was a paved street.
But the tram ran.
But the tram ran right up the centre of it.
Oh, I see. Right. Yeah.
They've widened it since then, of course.
So then you had to walk in if you wanted to get into any.
Well, you'd have to walk in, yeah.
Yeah. Quite a hike to walk in. So
then when that happened, I'd built a house just down there on the 4700 block, not Union, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I built a house over there, a little house over there then, when I first moved into Burnaby.
Oh.
And then from there I went over to the 4100 block Georgia. And then from 4100 block Georgia I bought this place here.
Oh, so you moved fairly quickly.
Three times in Burnaby, yeah.
Yeah, in about...
1950, I guess. 48, when I first built the one on Georgia.
Oh, yeah. That would have been probably...
Just after I got out here.
First houses being built there too, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. I bought my lot there to build on, bought it for $150. $150.
That sounds cheap now. Was it cheap then or not? Or was it fairly expensive?
Mind you, as I say, at that time, Alpha School, you know Alpha Road School over here?
Yeah.
That was not there.
Oh.
It was just a ravine went all the way down through there, went way down from Alpha School, used to went, go all the way down to past the other side of Brentwood.
Oh. Yeah. Just raw, was Parker in there? Or? Parker Street,
no.
Any of that stuff? No, none of that was
no, that's all new.
Yeah. Yeah. Incredible to see something grow like that, I guess, over
time. Yeah, we used to go out across the street there, out of Georgia Street. My kids used to go off and down the ravine to play.
Oh, right.
Where that, the school is there.
I guess there was a lot of creeks running in those ravines that went out to Still Creek, I guess. Is that?
Yeah, there used to be, but they all got filled in and they put them in drains and that,
leading
them out.
Yeah.